Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tell me if you're really bad.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you like our little song at the beginning? We're getting into the
the spirit of November.
Of December. Of the holidays.
Of the holiday season.
I like to say holiday season.
I say happy holidays, not merry
Xmas. Beep.
Don't say it. Haram.
It's haram.
Haram.
But those of you that do celebrate the
holiday season,
then it's very fun.
We love the holiday season.
Because all I do is sit at home and eat junk food and watch lots of movies.
Okay,
so guys, welcome to the Oversharers podcast. My name is Hada.
My name is Kultun. And today we have another episode of the Oversharers podcast.
Do you think we could harmonize ourselves quite well?
Okay, no. I'll go first. Yeah?
Okay, go.
You were my strength.
Why is that when your first song? I was weak.
You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw.
I have really good memories of that album.
Harvard's house.
There was a track 7 that used to get me all the time, but I don't know the name of the song.
You know, it's the one that goes, when you kiss me like this, yeah, and you want me like that, it was only gonna go, and it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back, so coming back to me.
Okay. Guys, we can't keep singing. We've got to carry on
with
the show.
The show must go on.
The show must go. Oh my God, I think I've lost a bit of weight.
Every single time.
Actually, no. Look.
I think I see it.
It's the arms.
Yeah, they're looking.
That weight training is there.
They're looking a little bit
guys,
leaner.
Guys, if you lot see me in the gym, it's so embarrassing. On Sunday, on Sunday, I think the guy next to me smelt my
sweat.
It was so bad, because you know what it is?
Did he get a whiff of you?
And he just walked away. You know the, I'll tell the story. You know the area where you... I felt really embarrassed, but then I thought, we're all bloody sweating, so shut up. Like, why are you acting like your armpits smell good?
Oh,
I was sweating out all the sugar on the pasta. He just smelt me and he was like, he just walked away.
No, that's embarrassing.
I was very embarrassed. That's very embarrassed. But it's okay. So, what's been happening? I just want to say we predicted something last week. Someone might have not, you know, caught wind of it yet. Stormzy and Maya.
Did we not say that in the podcast?
Did we not say that?
No, me and you. Soothsayers, astaghfirullah.
Is that what it's called?
Fortunes, astaghfirullah.
But yeah.
Foresight.
We saw it.
We've got foresight. Something's happening.
I just want to say.
Things are brewing.
And you know what? I love it.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad either. I don't really know what's happened. I don't know why they broke. Obviously, speculation of cheating. I don't think he did that. But we don't know.
We don't know.
But do you know what? I like it.
Stormzy.
They are
has
like...
a very good level of sauce.
Can we just talk about that? Mm. It's the way he carries himself.
Very nice.
Very nice. Mm. Now, I don't know. Is it the money? No, it's not even the money.
I don't think it is. They have a lot of history.
Yeah, but I think...
Old feelings reignited.
This might be the thing that tells us that he can work out with an ex.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you are all ready to slide in DMs with your exes, I'm not advising it because they're not all Stormzy. But yeah.
No, they're not all Stormzy.
Anyway, I love a good happy ending.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but we're speculating.
It's still speculation.
It's
just out there.
It's just out there. But, you know, it made me smile.
It's a theory.
It did. Mm. What else has happened? All I do is read books. I'm going to put you guys on again. Kennedy Ryan, guys.
Long shot.
You haven't even read it yet.
I know. Have you downloaded it? I've seen the TikTok that has inspired me to read it.
There's another series called The Grip that she wrote. That's really good. But the book I read recently is
Kennedy is a woman.
Yeah, she's a woman.
Is it one of those?
Smarty.
No, the name.
It's Smarty, but it's really good.
The name is one of those names. What's it called when the name is a boy's name and a girl's name?
Unisex.
No. Androgynous.
What?
No, fuck, I fucked it.
I was thinking of...
Ambidextrous.
That's when you can write left and...
No, yeah, I've got right it wrong. Left. There's a word that begins with A.
No, ask means... a unisex. Ask a unisex name. Like, what's another unisex name? Oh my God.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Mm. Give me another one.
No, I need to Google.
No, don't Google it. We can do it. Now. Ambidextrous is when you write with your left and your right on your hand. Your left.
Right, no, I can't even speak. It's pissing me off.
Right, she's Googling it now. We've got to give her 2 minutes,
oh,
guys.
Oh, God. Androgynous means partly male and partly female in appearance.
Right.
Indeterminate sex. A stunningly androgynous dancer.
But what is it when... What is it that you're looking
but
for?
An older definition is having the physical characteristics of both sexes, hermaphrodite.
What are you on about? What was the thing
Kennedy,
that you
Kennedy, being a boy and a girl's name.
Oh, okay, but that didn't answer the question, did it?
Sorry, what was the question? We've gone off topic, haven't we?
Okay, I just want to talk about my books because I'm really inspired by them. Okay, I really am. And I really think some of you lot will jump on it. So I'll just quickly say, okay, I think we should make every episode a little 1 minute segment of book talk. So the book
Provided
Colton reads it. Because I actually think if you read this book, you really like it. Oh, it's an amazing love story. Okay. Right, it's called The Kingmaker. Then there's a second book called The Rebel King. And then there's a third book called The Queen's Move.
Why do you suggest a book that you haven't read that we can both read in the week and then we can discuss it?
Okay, cool. Anyway, moving on. Oh, the World Cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, opening ceremony controversy.
The racism of the British media.
Very, very bad. Although Piers Morgan.
I know, he's been coming through recently. Yeah. But I don't know. Piers is one of those people, right?
I just don't know with him.
Do you know what I mean?
I just can't put
and
my
finger on it. And
it
makes me feel like if I agree...
What is his angle?
If I agree with something he says, I have to question myself. Am I really agreeing with Piers
what
Morgan?
What is his agenda?
I mean, he is a sexist and he is misogynist. But some of the stuff he says...
Makes sense.
It makes sense. I'm sorry.
But, you know, recently...
The hypocrisy of what they're doing with the World Cup.
Yeah.
You put him up to that level, a zaddy level.
But he can easily come down to scumbag level very quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. My zaddy level is like...
Storms.
Okay, all right, let's chill out.
Redact. Storms is going to get gas when he watches us next week.
Imagine.
Because he watches us.
We're that interesting, we are. We've infiltrated the world of the British UK culture.
Oh, God.
You know what? Manifest it.
Opening
doors for us. So we got a scenario from one of our lovely listeners, and I'm not going to lie, it's just whoa. The stories you guys tell us, it's actually amazing. I just want to say that.
Guys, this scenario is actually insane. I want to say bad subscriber. Yeah.
I didn't read it. Oh.
Did you not?
No. Did you finish it?
Of course I did. I was so hooked.
Oh, I didn't read it.
I wanted to know how it ended.
I want to see my natural reaction.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm scared.
Where is she?
I just read a bit and now I'm hyperventilating a little bit.
Okay, so.
Right, get your teas. Get your sweets.
No, guys, like, honestly, I need you guys to sit down and really concentrate because this is crazy.
Are you hyping this up more than
no,
else?
I'm not. This
was it that good?
Wallahi hala. I read this and I thought it was worse than the nuclear revenge subreddit on Reddit.
Get out.
I swear to God.
Oh my God, let's read.
So, made my ex-boyfriend pay. Hello, Callie and Heather.
Hello, darling. I'm a bit scared.
Hi.
The way she said that.
I know.
Hello, Callie and Heather.
It's like the beginning of a horror film.
Hello.
Hello, Callie and Heather.
Hello, darling.
I am a lady, 24. I was seeing this guy, ex-boyfriend. When we started our relationship, I was a virgin. Even before I told him about it, he went ahead and said he's been engaged with another woman sexually before and he regrets his actions, so he wants us not to be involved sexually, basically abstaining.
Okay.
Hearing that, I was so happy because I also wanted that. We dated for close to 2 years, just enjoying each other's company. 2 years is a very long time. Significant number. Ready? One day, it just happened that he kept quiet the whole day without texting or even call. In the evening, I tried calling and I couldn't reach him. This was unusual. I became worried. I thought something might have happened to him. You know, the world is not always safe. Oh.
Okay.
I went ahead and slept. The following day, I could see his phone is online, but no concern from him or anything. I called him and realized his tone towards me is different. He then said he's tired of waiting. He just wants to enjoy having intercourse and he can't see me giving him that pleasure. So he broke up with me. He made it like it's my fault while he chose that.
I'm lost. So he said, I'm going to stop having sex with you because you don't satisfy me.
No. They made an agreement that they were abstaining.
Oh, okay.
He's gone back on that agreement, decides he actually wants to do the act.
Okay.
So then he breaks up with her after she said no.
Okay. Weirdo.
No, he said he can't see me giving him that pleasure. So then he broke up with her.
Okay.
He made it like it's my fault while he first chose that. I later came to find out that he was cheating with another girl, which made me break down.
Oh, God.
To make matters worse, this girl started stalking me and even texting me while I was hurting. I decided not to beg this guy and just cry alone and move on. This girl got pregnant for him and she was all over trying to make me feel it. Even a year later, she was so determined to make me feel the situation. You know that time when you just want to have your peace and it just can't happen because someone is constantly reminding you. I then decided enough is enough and planned to do my own thing. I created an account as a man.
She's a bit of me. I would do that.
Right, so she said, I created an account as a man. I texted the guy and told him the baby that he's been raising is mine. Now me. So she was hitting brackets. Now me as a man. Now, come on.
This is mad. Okay. Can we just recap?
You know what? I don't know why I'm laughing. I shouldn't laugh. But it's just so funny.
It's funny though. Shall I tell you why? Because that other woman pushed her to this level.
Yeah, she kept texting her.
She kept trying. And you know when someone has broken up with you and they're just parading their amazing new relationship
on the gram. Not only are they doing it on the gram, it's in her phone.
The text, they've forced her into this position.
Sorry, it's just she went to very extreme lengths. But anyway.
She became a man. And said the baby is what?
She said the baby is me. It's from, is mine as the pseudo man.
Allah.
Ha.
Okay, carry on.
Okay. I texted the guy and told him the baby that he has been raising is mine, now me as a man, and that his wife knows everything and she is hiding it. And that was it, and I kept quiet.
So she dropped her bomb.
Yeah. Surprisingly, the guy later started talking to me on how he's been betrayed, how during their relationship the lady cheated on him, and on confronting her, she was not even sure who the father was. I actually felt bad that I could be separating a child from the dad. He went ahead and did a paternity test, and unfortunately, the baby was not his. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I shouldn't even know that.
I know. I thought the baby was his, but this is the twist.
So she's just basically This is mad.
So she's impersonated a man.
But then she's uncovered this.
Uncovered this massive truth.
Oh, God, this is mad.
Realizing he was constantly bringing his problems and how hurt he was to me, I blocked him and I said to hell with him. I don't know if I made him pay or I actually saved him, but what I know is I killed two birds with one stone.
We shouldn't be laughing.
No, it's funny.
But wallahi, this is so crazy. I just want to say,
this woman.
Wow. Don't go near her.
No. She's dangerous.
Sick. Wallahi, she's sick, but in a good way. They came after her. They were taunting her. Showing them.
Parading this brand new relationship.
And she came back hard.
Don't mess with a woman scorned.
Mm-mm, that is literally, that's the title.
Do not mess with a woman scorned.
I was.
But you know the maddest thing, are they? Is no. So she just went to play with him online.
She didn't know
as
the bombs
man.
That she was going to drop.
She did not even know that she was going to uncover that this baby was not his. And when she goes, I killed two birds with one stone.
She literally. That is poetic justice. I love it. I actually love it.
Now, if we want to be fair. We have to say, you should not go impersonating men on social media, okay? You have to leave well enough alone. The guy has ended things. He said he wants nothing. He doesn't want anything to do with you because you're not putting out. There's the door, hun.
But she was happy with that.
But
it's
the taunting,
woman that was taunting her.
She could have just blocked them, though.
She could have.
As much as I love the ending of this story. I have to be a big girl now.
And do you? Are you going to put
right
on your
thing.
Big girl pants?
Yeah, I have to say the
oh,
right.
I'll be the petty one today and I'll just say, come on, you lot need to think about this, yeah. That man you were talking to, you shared your life with.
2 years.
2 years. Do you know how long 2 years is?
2 years is a very long time.
That was, 2 years ago was COVID. Do you know how long that ago was?
That's 2 years of umming and ahhing. Does he actually like me? Ovulating, crying your eyes out.
Literally. The messages, the time, the investment that she made.
Mm.
He shat on her, ended it like that. You know what? She was still good. She was calm. She was quiet about it. And then his little girlfriend, the cheek of it. The cheek. The temerity. The actual temerity to come online showcasing, boasting, showing off and hackle it. Do you know what I mean?
Texting her.
She went to the level of texting. It wasn't even just a little cute little, you know, PDA on the gram. She came on the text.
Why am I going to great lengths to create a whole social media account to stalk my ex?
And let's think about it as well, because she had to think of the name. Create a whole new email.
Oh my God. It's a lot of effort.
My anemia wouldn't allow that. I'd just be like, fuck this.
My ADHD.
I'd just be like, I'm over this.
I'll forget the account password.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean,
it's just, she went to a lot of effort and I don't think he was really worth all of that.
No, he wasn't.
2 years. You know what it is? He said initially, you guys made a pact together that you were going to do things in a, I want to say halal, but I don't know if the person's Muslim, but in a halal way, right? And then he's gone back on that and decided to find someone who is actually going to put out. And he's told you about it. He's actually spoken to her, which a lot of men lack doing. Usually they just break it off without giving a reason.
He communicated with her, like
he actually said, babe, you're not putting out.
I don't think the problem is him, though.
I think
it's the girl.
No.
But she got triggered by the girl.
Yeah, but listen to what I'm saying. She created the fake account to target the man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because she was obviously she's put them into
they're
box.
A pair now. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, what was my previous point?
I don't know.
I was saying, right, yeah, so he's communicated that to you. You should have put it to bed and just moved on. This creating an account, and I understand this woman's taunting you, but babe, there's a button that exists called the block button. Do you know what I mean?
But just think.
There are ways to just block this person from entering your space.
No, I agree with everything you're saying. But have you ever been in a situation where you wanted revenge and then you actually got it?
No, I know. No, I love it.
The ending is like
I love it.
It's a package deal for it was a bow, like it was just like carefully crafted. It was amazing. It was like a John Lewis Christmas advert for her.
No, this was impeccable. When I say she put her Renee.
She did.
She put her investigative hat. I can't speak English today. But she did her FBI shit.
Her detective.
Detective Baynard.
101.
Yeah. She said, you know what? I'm going to do some digging. And what did she find?
She found a load of dirt.
She found a ticking bomb. That's what she
found. The thing is, though, it was like, it wasn't something she was even looking for. No. It just fell on her lap. That's what makes... And that's why I say this is
Allah divine. Reveals all.
This is divine intervention.
I was thinking that 5 minutes ago.
That should be a slogan on our t-shirt. Allah reveals all. I'm just telling you. No one gets away with bad shit.
And you know what makes me laugh is the fact that... he came back to her after he found out the girl had basically potentially been unfaithful in getting pregnant. Came back to her like a little crybaby.
I just think I'm actually happy with what she did. I actually am. Sometimes you can't be the saviour. You can't be the good girl all the time. You can't be the moral...
You can't take the moral high ground.
No.
Yes, she can.
Not all the time.
Always take the moral high ground.
Sometimes just let your inner demon come out. Sometimes it's okay.
No, it's not okay. No, this is not the ethos of this podcast, Father.
Sometimes just be yourself. And if this is you, darling, we're accepting you for you. But the only advice that we can give is maybe moving forward... I wouldn't carry on this way.
No.
I would maybe think
learn about... Learn from this.
You know, moving to a path of forgiveness, of patience.
Yes, kindness.
Of moving on respect. And forgetting.
I like that.
But sometimes, like I said, the little niggling feeling in the back of your neck. In the back of your head, I mean. What is wrong with us? That basically makes you think, you know what, fuck it. I've had enough. I'm going to go all out. It happens to the best of us. Some of us can control ourselves and some can't. And we won't judge you for that.
Do you know what? Saying that, everyone has intrusive thoughts.
Oh, man.
However, what separates the women from the girls are those who act on those intrusive thoughts. Don't be someone who acts on Shaitan's voice.
I actually believe intrusive thoughts are Shaitan.
Are you crazy? Sometimes when a train's coming,
imagine I jump.
I know.
I think that as well.
Or like, you know, if you're driving, you just like,
let
me just turn the wheel.
Or I sometimes think, what would happen if I just pushed someone?
I had one the other day and it was really creepy. I think it was like just jumping in front of the car.
We don't have...
But it's not something I would ever act on, but these thoughts just crossed my mind. And yeah. I 100% believe it, Shaitan.
Yeah, I agree. What are normal?
Imagine being in a really dark, depressed place and getting a thought like that, Hoda.
Constantly.
No, that's not. Don't act on the intrusive thoughts.
No, but sometimes when I talk, and I've said this before, if I go through a situation, and I don't know if this is because I'm an only child, maybe the other only children can tell me, I like to reenact arguments in my head. Don't give me that because I know people do this.
Yeah, I do.
Look at her, she's trying to make it out like she's
no,
judging
not.
Me.
Mine's different. Mine is
no,
like,
I reenact arguments in my head. So like if I know...
Mine's not a reenactment though. Mine's like having an actual argument. The argument that I want to have with someone, I have...
With myself, so I can practice. Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Or I will go through arguments and then, like, previous arguments that I've had, and then I'll think of, like, comebacks that I should have said.
Yeah.
I get myself pissed off.
No, the worst thing in the world is having the sickest comeback for something that was said to you 24 hours later.
And you're like,
why has that happened? Another one is... What I think is really good is when you are feeling this way and you're having these arguments, write it down in the notes.
Oh my God. Ah, oh, you know, was it you? Was I with you when I was going through my notes?
Oh my
I have
God.
Over 500 notes.
Me and my
friend
sat down with our notes pages open.
Yeah, that was.
And then we flung through them, selected one, and then we were like, "No, you can't read that one. You can't read that one."
My notes pages are so encrypted that some of them have got passwords.
Yeah, all those ones have passwords. That's crazy. I didn't even know you could create passwords.
Yeah, but now I've forgotten the password, so I can't ever access them.
Imagine if you actually remember the password, though. How cringe would you feel? It was me, you, and Fatima.
Yeah.
We were like reading cringe notes to each other.
Things that we write like, you'll get better. Oh my God.
Oh, it's so
I can't even
think. Should I read you one of my notes?
Shall I get
Should
one
we
out?
Actually get one out? This is actually hilarious.
Guys, we are that close now. We're showing you the ins.
Yeah, we're showing you our notes.
On our iPhone.
Right, here we go.
I've got one that just says counselling session.
Says, I don't know if I want to know.
Pray by yourself.
Things I should do in the near future. Ready? Write a book.
Wait, can I
just give you the date? The date of this note is the 22nd of the 12th, 2017, yeah? Things I should do in the near future. Write a book.
Oh, I love that.
Create a documentary.
Oh, I love that for you.
Look. Design a super lucrative app.
Okay.
Look. Things I should do now. Buy a laptop.
All right, I'll give you one. The title of this note is Things You Need to Change About Your Life. Make time for prayer. Make time for the gym in the morning. Wake up. There's pay your accountant. Oh my god.
Ease off the laxatives for a few days because there will be an overflow. Why am I taking laxatives?
Oh dear. Oh my god, I've got one that just says pay your car ticket harder. What's wrong with you? You're gonna get more tickets. You don't want a COJ.
No. I wrote what I like in a man. Yeah.
Oh god, I love it. Go on.
This is from 2018, June 2018. I wrote,
I'm gonna go to my turn.
Funny, but also sometimes serious, ambitious, hardworking, kind, respectful, sensitive, and vulnerable, but only for me.
Oh, I love that. And may Allah bring that man to you. I mean, basically, I don't even know why we said that.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to write notes down when you're arguing.
When you're having intrusive thoughts and when you're arguing.
Right. So I think you should definitely do that. Mm. When I have arguments with my partner, I write my notes down and I think they help me
really gather
my thoughts. Even when I'm having issues at work, I write things in my little sticky notes on my laptop.
Sometimes when I need to send an email, I write it down somewhere else first.
And then I copy and paste.
And then I copy and paste.
Me too. Oh my God, we're so alike.
I know. I think we just live the same life.
I do.
Me and you. Kindred spirits, babe. Mm.
Right, scenario number two. Salam. This one says my head versus my heart. Oh. This is from Reddit, by the way, guys.
Oh, it's from the Muslim marriage subreddit.
Muslim marriage subreddit. Right, this is short and sweet, and I hope we can help us this. My head and my heart are at odds with one another. I'm a sister in my late 20s, and I've recently been introduced to a brother for the purpose of marriage. I've talked to him on the phone many times and have met him in person once, but I still feel the sense of unease. I can't pinpoint it. On paper, he checks off a lot of things I'm looking for, but I can't shake this feeling. I've prayed a sakara, and a few times I'm still not feeling a sense of peace in my heart. He's met my parents and they think he's someone worth making more of an effort for. But I'm not too sure and I don't want to make any hasty decisions. But I also don't want to waste either of our time. Is this just something that will take time to resolve, reconcile? Any advice?
Oh, you know what it is? Just late 20s, probably not very trusting of men.
Lots of pressure to get married. I just think though, I'm a big believer in follow your gut.
Yeah, if the istikhara says yes.
Yeah, and I just think if she's still feeling awkward about it and the istikhara is making her feel like otherwise. But the other thing I was going to say is she's only met him once. Why don't she try and have a few more meetings with him?
Yeah. Why has she only met him once? Is it just when he came to see the family?
Yeah. So if she's taking like the more religious route to get to know someone, I think she should do a few more talking meetings with family and by themselves, and someone's like sitting a bit further away.
Like in the kitchen.
Just so they can get to know themselves and just so she can like ease her heart into it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is? Your parents usually know who the weirdos are before you do. And if your parents like him, and so far you haven't kind of seen anything that has put you off him, then he probably is an all right guy. I would also suggest like finding out some more information about him from people that may know him as well, because you're allowed to do your own research. And it might also help you in understanding who he is.
And also nerves. Come on, people. When you first meet someone and it's like your first ever marriage meeting, you're going to be very anxious. You're not going to be your real self. Let's be real. So maybe he didn't just show, he didn't show you what he really is.
Yeah, maybe it just needs a bit of time for her to understand like who this guy is. Because he is a bit of a stranger.
She's only met him bloody once.
That's what I'm saying.
I think a few more times, have a few more sessions. Do you have the vibe? Is the convo right?
And the thing is, it's like you don't have to rush anything. So time is on your side.
Yeah.
You have complete control in terms of like how quickly you want to move or how slowly you want to move. I would suggest moving very slowly just so you... So that you have enough time for these feelings to kind of go away on their own organically.
Yeah, and also continue to do a bit more istikhara. Maybe
A few times.
A few times and see.
Yeah.
It's just a nerve-wracking situation to be in for both of them. So I can understand.
I think because you haven't previously like dated or anything like that. And you don't know about his like rubbish sides.
Yeah.
And everyone always puts their best foot forward, don't they?
They do.
It's a performative.
It's performance.
Yeah.
It's basically an interview.
Exactly. He's going to show you this amazing person. But how we know?
We know.
That there is another side. We need to make sure that that side is in the middle and not too far to go.
But also, if you continue to feel that way, even though you've met him a few times, I think she should dead it, because that's her gut feeling. That's her female intuition telling her something, and I think she should stick with that. Because I've said this many a times on this podcast, I always say, when you have like that really funny feeling, you're overthinking stuff, like you deep down, you know yourself. Do you know what I mean? You know who you are. And if you feel like this ain't it, I think you should follow that feeling.
I know, but I feel like that this ain't it thing could be intrusive thoughts from the shaitan.
But like if you continuously have that feeling about someone.
Yeah, true.
That's like...
It's just, you know what it is? I just feel like if you're like someone who's really steadfast with their prayers, prays istikhara and does all the good stuff, and you continue to have those bad thoughts, then perhaps dead it. But if it's like... If you find that those thoughts are kind of fleeting, or if it's like one moment you're happy and then one moment you're like, it could just be your ovulation. It could just be a bad period. It could be hormones.
I must say though, the older I get, the worse my PMD is. So that's
horrible.
It's
just crazy, Holly. You know what you don't understand? I have thoughts of doing the most drastic thing.
Decisions.
And wallahi, it takes everything in my being to stop myself from doing these poor choices.
Yeah, I know. I know how
it is. Most of the time, the text messages.
It's the worst. I don't even text anymore.
No, you have to put my phone away when your period is coming.
I just watch movies, read books. I distract myself because it's gotten to the point now where it's like,
it could ruin your life.
Yeah, it can. I make really poor decisions and I have a lot of really bad arguments. And then I bring up stuff from like 5 years ago and then I cry. And then my period comes and I'm like, oh.
No, PMD explains it. It's like battle of the soul.
It really is. And I feel like the older... I never used to have this when I was younger.
No, me either.
It's only recently. So I just think, you know what? Women are already dealing with a lot of stuff. Take your time. Don't put pressure on yourself. And you know what? Go at ease and make dua to Allah.
Let the chips fall where they may.
And Allah will show you a way. I promise.
Well, I think we should round it up there, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. We love you guys so much. Honestly.
We do.
Thank you so much for all the love, because we just make us so happy.
And also, this week we're on 20,000 downloads.
What?
Yeah.
Were we not on just 10 on just 10? Yeah. Oh my God, it was me. Were we not on 10,000? Was it last week?
Yeah, now we're on 20. Guys, we love you guys.
Guys, honestly, can we just... no, we need to do a live show.
Oh, I found a venue.
We're making strides.
We're making strides.
Well, guys,
I found a venue.
Live show pending.
Literally.
You found a venue?
I found a venue.
Is it big?
It's nice.
Medium.
It's meaty. It's got a dance floor.
It's got a dance floor. Yeah. It's got a stage.
It's got a stage.
Guys.
And there's going to be mocktails.
Oh my God. We need to
I need to question them on the mocktails bit.
We need to get Callie and Lahava. We need to get logos.
We need to get everything.
We need to get that thing that pops and all the confetti comes out.
Imagine they make us clean it up.
imagine they tell us to wash the dishes after for those mocktail glasses.
Oh my God, wash your dishes. Guys, but we are making strides. The live show is coming, inshallah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So don't worry.
All right, guys.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.